Yes, the Goldbergs, brought to you Monday through Friday by the makers of Does. And now, the Goldbergs. Back in Lastonbury, the Goldbergs have finally settled down in their cottage, but things are not the same. Sammy was injured in an automobile accident, and Sylvia Allison, the cause of Sammy's misfortune, is in the house, a silent girl with a gloomy face. Sammy, out of pity, still wants to marry her, but Molly has Sylvia's promise that this will never happen. Now, however, Molly is more concerned with Sammy's state of mind than with his health, for Sammy's changed since the accident. He's despondent and depressed, and Molly cannot break through the barrier he has raised. Young Dr. Cater, a rather well-known psychiatrist who is visiting his father in Lastonbury, has promised Molly to talk to her son this afternoon. As she waits for him, Molly is wondering whether he'll be able to help Sammy. Listen.
Are you coming out on the porch now?
Yes, I am.
Wake Sammy this late, he can't hear us now. What time is Dr. Tater's son coming, ma'am?
He'll be here soon. Give me the rocker here, dear.
Oh, fine.
Lay down, Cody. Lay down. Lay all right. You're glad you're home, huh? All right. So look out. You'll bump my string beans out of my hand when I need him for supper time. All right, I believe you. Look how he's jumping. Come on. Lay down. Oh, lay down. Here, Mark. Sit here.
Oh, thank you. Oh, Reverend Allen, have you ever seen so many people that came to ask about Sammy, huh? Oh, a village full of friends. Reverend Allen, what did I do with that little knife?
Hmm? Give me that little knife.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Reverend Allen, a person without friends, Mommy, is only half a person.
Where is he running? There you're running, Cordy.
What is it? What does he see?
The cow.
Oh, look how he's jumping. The Daisy wants to go into the barn already. What time is it already? It's nearly milking time, I imagine. Nearly 4 o'clock.
Open the barn door, darling.
Well, yes. My mother will come over and do the milking for you now.
Well, that's all right. Open the barn door, nevertheless, if Daisy
all
wants
right.
to go over.
Come on,
Daisy. You! A lot, Fly!
Oh, little thing.
Don't let him jump on you.
Stop that.
Come here.
Stop your little fooling, darling. I haven't got the case. Let him let go.
Did it still be a girl, Rosalie?
I didn't ask him why.
Yeah?
She was writing the letter, no?
Uh-huh.
She asked for the ink. Has she ever been presented to the post office? When Sammy fell asleep, she went.
Ma, you're beginning to make too many excuses for her.
Why? Because I said Sylvia went to the post office. No, but you said she waited for Sammy to go to sleep.
No,
nothing. It's true she didn't let Sammy for a minute now. Another way to have a hold on him.
Yes.
Now they have to watch and wait. She promised me she'll leave when Sammy gets well. So we'll see. And if she doesn't, probably I'm not up to the bridge yet. Then I am, of course. Clock is striking the door.
Just let me hear a minute.
I can go in and see the car.
Five o'clock.
The doctor should be here, isn't he? He's not really a doctor, is he, now?
Mm-hmm.
Doctor, I don't know if he's M.D. I guess think he has to be M.D. too, no? But he's a doctor that talks only. He cures the questions and answers, not medicine. So he, I don't know what his title is. His title must be a little different than M.D.
He was a psychiatrist.
A psychiatrist, yes,
yeah,
something, too.
Talk along.
Yeah. So what's he going to do? Does he ask you any questions?
I think so.
Well, I don't think Sammy needs a psychoanalyst, but I think Sylvia does.
Papa's car coming from the road.
Oh, uh-huh.
Papa's home already.
I'm glad to see you didn't have patience to stay in the mill late. Wants to see the doctor also.
Jay?
Papa's nervous also.
How is Sammy?
He's sleeping, dear.
How does it feel?
Sure.
Only care, huh?
The doctor's coming soon. Come here, darling. Sit here on the porch.
I'm all right here. The step is comfortable. Where is she?
Sylvia.
Yes. Her name can't pass my lips and don't make me say it.
to walk to the post office, I think.
If you should only take a walk home, that would please me no end.
If you're warm, Jerry, you take off your coat.
Did you hear me say I'm warm?
No, I didn't hear it. A glass of water, dear?
No.
You got coming around the road. Round the road, where? Round the road. Mm. I can't say. So you're going, Jay?
I'll go and see if Sammy is sleepy.
Don't, Jay, darling. He has a bell by his bed. I gave him a little bell. If he's up for his ring, don't disturb him. Coming up our tail. Yes, sir. Coming up the tail. What can it be?
Hi, hi. You looking for somebody?
Yes. Goldberg.
The Goldberg. Go see, Jay. He's looking for the Goldberg. Go walk to the gate. He's looking for the Goldberg.
Ma, huh?
Hmm? Maybe it's the doctor. Huh? The doctor walking without a coat. The doctor without a satchel, without a hat. Huh? The doctor?
Molly, this is Dr. Cater's son.
Oh, excuse me, how do you do, Doctor?
How do you do?
Rosalie, don't have to give his hands up, go pick a book.
No, don't bother, Mrs. Lee. No,
I won't bother.
Won't you take a seat, Doctor?
Oh, thank you.
Are you comfortable on that chair?
Yes, yes, thank you.
Doctor, if there are any questions you want to ask us.
Oh, no, not many, Mr. Goldberg. My father told me all he could, and I've got a general idea. Without seeing your son or even talking to him, I still feel there's nothing too serious involved.
Sylvia Ellison is a serious thing, Doctor.
You see, Doctor, my son doesn't like her. He pities her at the moment.
Hmm, I see. Very commendable feeling. What kind of a girl is she?
Well,
my opinion isn't very scientific.
Well, you see, Doctor, she's very pretty, Doctor Taylor. And
so my father said. He's quite taken up by her, look.
Well, everybody is.
Charming, too.
When she wants to be.
Mm-hmm. I suppose you people aren't exactly in love with her.
Not exactly.
Hmm. If she's going to remain here a while, I'd be neutral if I were you.
What do you mean, neutral?
Whatever is wrong, dear son, comes from this girl.
Everything comes from Sylvia.
Well, then it's best to be neutral with her. Don't pretend to like, but be sure you treat her as a guest.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Let her alone. But don't go out of your way to leave her alone.
She and her first love nearly killed my son. The boy was only a stripling. She was like a disease, Doctor, that wormed her way into our family. First me, and then Fanny. Mrs. Stewart was the only one that visited her.
Hmm.
A disease, Doctor, like an epidemic.
You know how epidemics are cured, Mr. Goldberg?
What do you mean, Doctor?
The way to keep people from getting sick is to get rid of the carriers of the germs. The ones that bear the disease without being sick themselves.
I don't understand, Doctor.
Oh, well, what's wrong with your son is not something in him.
Yes.
It's something in that girl. You see, Mr. Goldberg, Sammy isn't the real patient. The real patient is, Sammy and Sylvia together. Yes. Both of them. It's some idea that lives between them and joins them together. Now, they shouldn't be separated until that idea is discovered and brought to light.
Yes.
You were very wise, Mrs. Goldberg, bringing this girl here with you. It was half the battle.
Oh, yes, Ma.
Hmm?
Oh, here she comes now, Sylvia.
No?
That's her coming around the back.
No, don't worry about her. I want to see what she's going to do.
Oh, she's walking around the back way.
Has that any significance, Doctor? Whether she comes in the front way or the back way?
Oh, yes. Yes, everything has. From your description of her, I would have expected her to come in the front way.
Oh, so what does this mean, Doctor?
That you've only told me what she's done, not what she is.
This calm doctor sits on the steps of the porch, talking easily, and Molly feels a great confidence steal through her. But just what has Dr. Tater in mind?